Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the I'm Just Saying show. I'm a little late, right? Well, sorry about that. You know, I'm not going to go into what the reasons were because you guys are tired of me talking about technical difficulties. It is true I did not have a show loaded. It is true that I had not announced it on Twitter that there would not be a show. It is true that last week I did not say that there was not going to be a show. So I had to come on and do the show. The truth of the matter is I have been traveling, but I'll get into that in a moment. So today is June 12, 2016. Hey, it's Tony Awards night. I will be checking that out. I think there's a basketball game tonight. I don't know. I don't know if the Tonys and the basketball games are going to combat one another. It's possible that the basketball game will be tomorrow night. I don't know. Like I said, I've been on the road. Pardon me. That's the number one thing you do not do on the radio is clear your throat. If you have to do that or cough, you're supposed to press the mute button. But whatever, whatever. It's my show. I'm an American. I do whatever the hell I damn well please. Right? Yeah. Speaking of, uppity Americans. Part of my travels, I will clue you in on this. I actually was traveling. I spent the night in Richmond, Virginia, on the very night that Donald Trump was in Richmond. Can I tell you something? So I'm watching the local news. Hang on a second here. So I'm watching the local news, and the local news, of course, is giving us the true story, which is that there are only about 2,000 people, which is a pretty good number. I mean, if I actually had 2,000 listeners on any given show, then heck, I'd be happy. So now you know a little bit about this. I have wonderful numbers, but I don't have 2,000 listeners, okay? Not on a given day, I'm going to put it that way. There have been some, well, anyway, never mind that. But anyway, so Donald Trump, though, on CNN, or even not that it was CNN, but I happened to watch CNN when he was making the comment on how many people were there. Okay, so he was lying. He was saying that I think the place seated like 12,000 people. And he was trying to say there was like 10,000 people there. So he kind of flipped the numbers. It was really only 2,000 people there out of a 12,000 seater. And he was stating otherwise. So the local news was reporting the true story, which I thought was great. You know, of course, if he knew this, then he'd say that it's the liberal, what? The liberal media that was, I don't know, focusing on the wrong things. I don't know what he'd say, but he'd say a lie because he's already lying. Anyway, I labeled this the silent show. And what does that mean? Well, it means that actually on the radio, I'm going to take a vow of silence. And I'm going to give you some sort of audio to listen to, but for the most part, I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to remain silent because I want to honor some of the people that have died over the course of the last 24 hours. Due to violence and, I don't know, apparent hate. We don't know the whole story as to why people in Florida, I'm going to say specifically gay people in Florida overnight were shot up and killed. gay people because it happened in a gay club, a gay nightclub, or just gay club. Also vowing silence to honor Muhammad Ali, who in this coincidental cosmic way, Muhammad Ali was the greatest, and he was laid to rest. What was that, on Friday? And he sort of brought people together, but somehow we can't get along. I'm vowing silence today because as much as I'd love to make a joke about this, it really, really, really saddens me and breaks my heart and angers me at the same time, the hellacious and crude and arrogant way that people drive their automobiles. And it's very disturbing. It's frightening. It's upsetting. It's everything bad. Like I said, I want to make a joke out of it, but I can't, because I just, every time I see somebody on the road do something crazy, which is pretty much 99% of the time that I'm driving, I'm angry. I just stay angry. So yeah, I would be a road rage person. So I need to check myself. I need to take a vow of silence, to take several deep breaths. And what? Did somebody just raise a hand and is probably going to ask me, so why don't I shut up now? I had to do that joke myself. But oh, by the way, there are several of you listening. I'm glad that you decided to come back, or you knew to wait. You were there when I came on. So I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. And what I want to do when I finally do shut up on this show, what I want to do is direct you all to Twitter, because I'm going to write something. I don't know if it's going to be today, but it's going to be in the next couple of days. My reflections and my lamentations of how I'm feeling about the world today. Today meaning these times, in these times. So the Twitter account, the Twitter handle is at IJSTweets, TWEETS. And if you have any comments and you're not following on Twitter, it would be great that you do follow on Twitter. But if you have any comments and you don't want to do it on Twitter, and since I don't have Facebook, you can connect with me the old-fashioned way via Yahoo, cgpbtr@yahoo.com. All right. Now, the only song, that, well, it's not the only song, but the one song that seems to fit this, this being the killings in Florida, the death of Muhammad Ali, just to, you know, just again to be, to acknowledge his presence in the world, and to take a vow of silence for all the people who died at the hands of craziness. Incidentally, do you remember the couple, the Lovings? I was thinking about this earlier in the week to talk about them, ironically. So I don't remember if it was today or yesterday or what, but the Lovings, look up, just look up the Lovings. We have Richard Loving, and I believe her name was Mildred Loving. It was an interracial couple, and basically our country, good old America, told them that they can't be married because she's black, he's white, and oh my God, you can't love one another, and how appropriate of a name can you have? But the Lovings. Okay, so if I don't end now, the show's going to go longer than the 15 minutes, and it already is going to go longer than the 15 minutes, because I'm going to go out on my favorite Michael Jackson song, the one that I play at the close of each show, but this is the full song, Man in the Mirror. And I'm just going to be silent, and you all maybe take a vow of silence of your own today and reflect on the world, pardon, and how you can be a better person. All right. Peace out, everybody. Peace and power.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. gonna feel real good, gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. And I turned up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough